At the war crimes trial of Slobodan Milosevic at The Hague today, some of the most damaging evidence presented so far against the former Serbian leader. A senior Serbian police official implicated Milosevic in efforts to cover up war crimes. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from The Hague.
This had been touted as the week that could make or break the prosecution's case against Milosevic. Up to now, most of the witnesses have been Kosovo Albanians who testified about atrocities committed by Serb army and police forces in Kosovo. What had been missing was testimony that would prove Milosevic's direct responsibility for the Kosovo war crimes. Today, a witness came very close to that. Serbian Deputy Police Chief Dragan Karduša told the court of an investigation he began a year ago after Milosevic had been arrested by the new authorities in Belgrade. The police official followed up news reports that a freezer truck filled with the bodies of massacred Kosovo Albanians had crashed into the Danube River 2 years earlier. Speaking through an interpreter, he said the bodies had been carted away.
We found out that at the time the entire case was proclaimed to be some sort of secret, a state secret namely, that it cannot be discussed and that it should be and must be closed to the public. We also established that the entire operation was given a working name, namely Depth 2, and that it was an operative code name for the whole activity.
Karljuša discovered that during the 1999 NATO air war, the whole activity was to remove civilian corpses from Kosovo. Karljuša and his team uncovered three separate mass graves spread throughout Serbia. So far, more than 300 bodies have been exhumed. Karljuša and his investigators interrogated numerous former Milosevic aides, including former secret police chief Rade Marković. Marković gave Karljuša a statement describing three meetings.
First meeting in relation to this was held in the office of the then president, Mr. Milosevic. It was held in the month of March 1999.
Prosecutor Milbert Shin asked Karljuša what the meeting was about.
The need was discussed to conduct a clearing operation, as it were called, and also to eliminate any trace of anything that may fall within the interest of the Hague Tribunal.
Former secret police chief Rade Marković is also in The Hague and is expected to take the stand in the next few days. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News. The Hague.